understand a couple of your friends are indeed involved in trying to retrieve Agnes's body. What is it like for the cave diving community when something like this happens?
Well, I think an event like this is very sad for everyone involved. I mean, we've got a lot of really fine professional people who love this sport. It's sort of beyond the sport, really. It's exploration, it's science, it's a lot of things. It may seem a little strange to some people because it's a little obscure, but the people who do it are very passionate, and when it's a small community and when someone passes away like this, everyone sort of rallies around. It's very much like family, and Agnes was a wonderful, bright, vibrant young woman, very passionate, as you heard her speak before, and this was something she really loved to do, and she dived all around the world, and it's just very sad. We're not exactly sure what's happened. You know, it's ongoing to recover her body, but it's a sad time.
Yeah, clearly others don't want to put themselves at risk in order to retrieve her body. So what are the rules? Are there unwritten and also written rules about what you do to try and bring back someone that's been part of your team?
The main priority here is not to endanger anyone else's life to recover her. So that's priority. Look, there's a lot of dear friends who are very close to this or in Mount Gambier at the moment, so it's not really privy of me to say too much other than sort of celebrating Agnes's life and her real zest for exploring wild places, and we'll see what happens in the coming days. But certainly whatever is being done right now is done in such a way as to make sure that things are handled safely and properly.
Yeah. In your film that you wrote, Sanctum, there's a line in it saying about one of the characters, you know, she died doing what she loved. And, you know, in a film it can seem just like any other line. In a film it doesn't really mean much. But in actual fact, that's a line that does mean a lot to cave divers, isn't it, Andrew?
Well, it does. And there's a lot of dialogue in that film which was just taken straight out of lines that people had said on expeditions, and so it was a very genuine portrayal of what people do and say and how they go about their business, and you know what Agnes portrayed. She was one of our expert cave divers who did a lot of work on the rebreathers, who doubled for the actors, and also did dived in caves in Mount Gambier to get some of those beautiful underwater scenes that are in the movie. And you know, there's some tragedies portrayed in the film which sadly have now mirrored what's happened to Agnes.
You mentioned this idea of science before, and I think for those of us who don't really know much about cave diving, we see it as thrill-seeking behaviour, perhaps, and an obsession, a sport. But I want to play a little bit more, in fact, of what Agnes had to say, because she's got lots of herself and lots of talking on her website, and this was really why she was doing it.
I'd love to put exploration and cave diving, you know, on the Richter scale of people's consciousness. I would like them to be aware that cave diving exists, and you can explore inside caves, and you can find new things, and you can push the boundaries and discover new creatures and find the remains of cultures long lost, or the remains of animals that graced the earth, you know, thousands of years ago.
Agnes Mailoka speaking on her own website video about her love, her hobby, her obsession, which was cave diving. Andrew White is my guest. He's the writer and producer of Sanctum, and he worked with Agnes when she was a stunt diver on the film. Do you still cave dive? Do you worry at all about the dangers?
I think everyone who undertakes cave exploration, whether it be in dry caves or wet caves, understands what they're doing in terms of the risks involved, but you know, we don't do it to get a thrill from taking unnecessary risk. We do it because It's a wild place of our planet, which is not visited that often by very many people, and it has some amazing sights to behold. And what Agnes was saying is what really drives people. You know, she was a very considered person. She wasn't a wild risk taker. She was someone who really got a thrill out of exploration and seeing things that no one else had seen. And she'd done a lot of diving in Florida. In fact, I was introduced to Agnes through another dear friend of mine who's recently passed away, Wes Skiles, who pioneered a lot of research in groundwater in his native Florida to show where the water came from and where it went to, and how we as humans living on the surface can affect all that mass of water that lies beneath our feet and have no idea where it comes from or where it goes to. And she spent a lot of time diving in the caves there. And Mount Gambier is another one of these very rich freshwater aquifers, which is very little understood, lies beneath a rich agricultural area around Mount Gambier, and is a threatened wild place. You know, we spend a lot of time talking about national parks and forests and everything else, yet water is even more precious to us, as we've experienced during the recent drought, and yet we know so little about it. And she was exploring a place which we need to know more about.
Mm. I mean, she says there that was her aim, and her goal in life was to, to put the science and the exploration of cave diving on the map. Do you think that she may have tragically dying?
Yeah, I hope out of this tragedy, people don't now kind of turn this into some sort of like witch hunt about cave diving, or whether they should or whether they shouldn't. Or it is about a driven person who was genuinely trying to understand a part of our environment which is little understood, in an area which is very vulnerable and needs to be explored more. And I think if her passing highlights that to the greater population, and perhaps see that, wow, there are things down here in her name that we can now start to get some real, some further exploration going on and further understand the aquifer. That is a great thing. I mean, she lived for that sort of stuff, and it's tragic that perhaps her passing needs to make the point. But I would hope that that's what we now focus on and go, well, let's do more of this.
Let's see what's down there. Writer and director of Sanctum and cave diver Andrew White, thank you very much for talking to us today.
A pleasure.